parcours. Broadcasted by Canal Academy. Listen to Elodie Courtejoie.
Hi, welcome to Canal Academy, first French academic web radio. It's a pleasure to receive in this broadcast parcours Franck Dimroth, who earns the Foundation's Louis D. Award in 2010, the highest endowed award presented in France for achievement in science. Dr. Franck Dimroth, hello.
Hello.
Guten Tag, because you are German. You are working in the Fraunhofer Institute for Solar Energy Systems in Freiburg, in Germany. You are very young, Dr. Franck Dimroth. Why do you choose to work in renewable energy? Is it really the future for you?
Yes, I believe very much that it's the future, and it's a very important task that we need to solve for our societies. So when I was at school, I already have been very much involved with our teachers in thinking about how climate change is influencing our society in the future. And I had the feeling that it would be really good to do something in a direction to move our way of generating electricity from fossil fuels, where we have the problem of CO2 emissions and climate change, towards renewable energies that at some point in the future, and this is what we believe at the Fraunhofer Institute, that some point at the future we will be able to provide our society completely with energy from renewable sources.
Renewable energy is very important in Germany, is cultural.
Yes, we had a very lucky situation in Germany. Like 10 years ago, the Green Party was becoming part of the government, and together, other parties in the government, they made a law that is called the feed-in tariff. So at that time, it was the first time that electricity generated by a solar module on a typical house in Germany became efficient from a cost point of view. So people really started to build up solar modules on their houses. And the market was growing very quickly. So today we see already that about 1% of the electricity in Germany is generated by solar. And it has been really a lot depending on the political support that we received over the last 10 years.
So please help us to understand your work about photovoltaic cells. With your team, you have developed a metamorphic triple junction solar cells. Could you us explain, please?
Yes, what we are working on is very high efficient solar cells. Originally, they have been developed for space satellites, because in space, it's very important that you generate as much power as possible by a certain amount of area or a certain amount of weight that you have to transport into the orbit. So people have been always very interested in very high efficient solar cell devices. So we developed solar cells in the 80s and 90s for space satellites that were in the efficiency range of about 30%. And we were always at the Fraunhofer Institute, of course, interested in finding opportunities to use these structures also for our electricity production on Earth. So the point or the problem that we are facing is the 3-5 multi-junction solar cells are grown on germanium, and these are scarce materials. They are quite expensive. So we end up with a price that is about 50 times higher than for a silicon. And only the efficiency is about a factor of 2 higher. So if you put the solar cells on a normal roof, you would not have any benefit. So we really had to find a way how we can use these high efficiency cells and still reduce the electricity costs that we are generating with these solar modules. And the trick that we are using is we are concentrating in the sunlight. So we are using a Fresnel lens, and we concentrate the sunlight by a factor of 500 on a very small spot. And on this small spot, we use a very small 2-millimeter size solar cell device. And this can be a very high efficient solar cell. So the technology that we're putting into this very small device is what we call a triple junction. It has 3 solar cells, in fact, inside one device. It has one solar cell that absorbs the light in the ultraviolet and in the blue region of the spectrum. And then we have a second solar cell that absorbs the light in the visible part. And we have a third one that absorbs the infrared radiation. And all these 3 are stacked on top of each other in a what we call monolithic device. So in the end, what you have in your hand is just a solar cell with one contact on the top and a contact on the bottom. And you don't see the internal structure. And the nice thing about this is that you can transform the solar spectrum much more efficiently by splitting it into the three different spectral bands and transforming it in these three different solar cells.
Your technology, could it used for near from some like satellites?
It can be used in satellites. That was the origin of the technology. But today we really apply it in the concentrator system. So as I explained, we are concentrating the sunlight by a factor of 500 on these high efficiency solar cells. And then we are building modules that are put on what we call tracking units. So we actually follow the course of the sun during the day so that the focus is always sitting on the solar cell. And what we get out of this is a device, or it's a system, that produces electricity at a fairly low cost, specifically if we're going into southern Europe or into the arid regions of the Earth where we have a lot of direct sunlight. Because, of course, one of the challenges of this is that the concentrator can only focus the direct part of the solar radiation. So the diffuse radiation that we typically see on scattered days in like Paris is not concentrated. So this technology is really very interesting for the sunny Mediterranean countries. And actually, this is also where the first systems now are built up.
And today, and with your technology, can we say that solar energy is economically feasible?
I think we are in a transition phase, obviously. Let's say governmental actions like the feed-in tariffs, and they're still necessary for being competitive with fossil fuels, with being competitive to the way how we are generating electricity today. But the concept of the feed-in tariff is that the amount of money that is given to the person who is supplying solar energy is reduced by 9% every year. So in fact, at some point in the future, in about 10 years, we will see that we are declining the costs to the point where other energy sources are already today. It's very important that cost reduction in solar energy has always been driven by increasing the amount of solar cells that are produced. So the more solar cells we make, we can go into a higher form of automation. And it's a little bit like building cars. And that's also one of the challenges for all new technologies that are coming into the market, like thin film or also the concentrators that I was talking about right now, is that, of course, we have to get into mass production to get costs down. But in the long term, I'm very sure solar photovoltaics will be able to compete with other sources of energy that we are using today.
And where is used now your technology?
Right now, we've started a small company called Concentrix in Freiburg. They have about 60 employees and they can produce 25 megawatt of concentrator systems per year. And there is about 30 other companies in the world that are making their concentrator systems and developing optics and concentrator systems. Of course, all of them are looking into the markets like the Mediterranean or the United States. And in fact, the first bigger project that was launched 2 or 3 years ago was south of Madrid in Puerto Llano. There was an institute called ISFOG. It was founded at that time by the group of Antonio Luque at the Universidad Politécnica de Madrid. He's a strong promoter also of concentrator photovoltaics. And this institute is dedicated to looking into different concentrator photovoltaic technologies. So on their facility, they built up 2 megawatts of concentrator photovoltaic systems of different manufacturers worldwide. So they can compare and they can see where the problems are with this technology today or if there are some reliability issues. Because, of course, with all new technologies, we need to go through a certain cycle of understanding what is the reliability, and we have to prove this also to our customers in the future. Now, the nice thing is we had a concentrator photovoltaic conference in Freiburg this year, and there was 400 people attending, so the community is really growing. There's a lot of people that are interested, and there's a lot of people that are believing that the cost can be brought down by going into the mass production in the future. And the first bigger projects that have been launched is one in New Mexico by Concentrix and another one, the United States, by another company, Solfocus. And that's in the range of about a megawatt installation. So we will see in the next couple of years how successful this is going to be.
And Frank Dimroth, do you think solar energy could be replace other energy?
Yes, I really believe that solar energy can make a big impact because solar energy is very abundant on Earth. So we have every day more energy is reaching us from the sun than the whole world is using in a year. And if we just look into how much area in places like the Sahara we would need to cover the electricity demand of the Earth, this is about 300 by 300 kilometers. So you can definitely find enough areas that are not populated. And we are not competing with food production as well in these areas. So it's, I think, a very attractive technology in general, but it's not all going to be solar, because we all know, for example, in Paris, if the sun is not shining, we wouldn't have electricity. This would be not something that is very much appreciated. But we need really a mixture of different renewable energy sources. But if we are starting to build up wind energy combined with solar energy, photovoltaics, combined with solar thermal, combined with geothermal, water energy, and biomass, then it is quite realistic that we can reach a situation where when the sun is not shining, the wind will take over. And we can have this mixture, and people have actually calculated that for Germany, that in 2050, we could reach a situation where our electricity is 100% coming out of renewable energy sources. And that's kind of what we are working on. And there's, of course, a lot of requirements that we have to meet on the way, but we really want to do it.
I suppose many people could be benefit from your invention in few.
Oh, actually, my invention is not only my invention, of course. We have a big team that is working on this technology in general. We have 50 people in my group. My main partner, Andreas Bett, he's been following with me for many, many years. And it's not really our invention either, because, you know, this typical kind of multi-junction solar cell devices, they have been developed over many, many years in the United States at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. So actually, we have a community of about 400 people today that are working on improving technologies and moving this into the market. But what is very important for us is not to do only the research, to develop the next steps and improve the efficiency, but also to bring this technology into the market so that the public can benefit.
Do you think the storage of energy in the Fraunhofer Institute for Solar Energy Systems?
Storage obviously is an important part. And I just mentioned before that we need this mixture of different renewable energy sources to really cover the electricity demand that we have in our society. So in fact, the grid itself is going to be a very important part to store energy in a certain way, because we will have like water energy that we can use in the times where we don't have solar. And so on, we can use the biomass. So what is quite essential is that we build up in Europe electricity grid that can transport like solar energy from the Mediterranean area to the north, and it can also transport wind energy to the south. We are in a quite lucky situation today, I think, because we have a new technology that is called high voltage transmission cables, and they have a very small loss. So if we install solar systems in Spain and we transport the energy to the north of Europe, we have about 3-5% loss on 1,000 kilometers. And we have about the double amount of power that is generated in south of Spain compared to north of France. So I think it makes a lot of sense that in Europe we are getting together and we are really solving this as a European issue. And the storage is somehow very important, of course, but more important is to install the grid and the different kinds of energy sources so that we can really make use of a large proportion of renewables.
Last question, Frank Dimroth, you just received the Luigi Award. What will you do with this award?
Yes, we are very proud that we are receiving this very honored award from the French Institut de France. We are using it, of course, for the further development of our technology. We are very interested in further improving the efficiency of our devices from the 41% cell that we have developed right now. We want to go to 45 or 50% in the future, because efficiency is quite important for the reduction of cost for the solar electricity in the end. You can imagine if we increase the efficiency by 1%, reduce the complete cost of the whole system that also has the optics and has the tracking unit and the inverter. So a lot of other components really benefit from the cost reduction or from the efficiency increase of the solar cell. So that is a very important parameter. And we are right now working on new technologies to combine the ideal materials for a multi-junction solar cell. And this is something called wafer bonding. So today we are able to combine materials that were not possible in the past. And we believe that we can use this for future photovoltaics devices. And I'm sure we will have some PhD students that are working on this. And we can use the money from the Louis Day Award for this kind of research.
Thanks a lot, Frank Sedimras. Thanks a lot for coming in Paris. And congratulations for you and your team. Glückwunsch in German.
Merci beaucoup.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.